The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio is Laura Kennard. Laura, this is odd, isn't it? We're not in our home studio today. We're in a different studio here at Radio Ranch.
Very comfortably seated low to the ground. It feels very conversational.
I know. We're sitting down. I feel like Charlie Rose all of a sudden. Oh, tell me about your book, Laura. Oh, no, that's wrong. Wrong story. Laura is in. She comes in each and every Monday. Shares with us her tips with regard to networking and opportunities out there for social media, for business, and welcome back. You were not at the East Village Promenade, huh?
No, it was on my agenda, but I actually worked late on a blog deadline.
There you go.
Of all things. Mm. And then the weather was getting really icky, and so I kind of just finally decided to go forward and
there you go.
Go home, and it took about an hour to drive home, so
it was rough. It was rough times.
Yeah, I hand it to the people that came out. There's such good businesses down there, and I love Capital Chiropractic, and I always go to theirs. And
we missed that.
So I was a little heartbroken that I actually didn't.
We did the Ray Gun thing. We also went to Domestica, of course.
And Domestica is wonderful. Yeah. We have some fabulous small businesses.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is really a celebration of small business. And, of course, just before you came in, we were talking about this Friday is Black Market, Black Friday with Market Day Iowa.
Market Day Iowa. And, you know, it's Shop Small. It's Small Business Saturday also.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So have you been seeing the Miss Piggy? All the Small Business Saturday. They're doing a whole
series
American
Express. They really... Yeah. Put a lot of money in that.
Very cute. It's very, very, nice. Very cute. Anyway.
I would doubt that there's much going on this week, is there?
So, there's not a lot going on during the week, as you might imagine, with it being a short week and a holiday. There are a few things, our normal things. Million Cups, I think, is still Wednesday morning. Tomorrow will be the, if you go to iowabusinessconnection.com, that's actually the landing page to learn more about the Iowa Business Connection chapter coffee meetup that they do every Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning, Million Cups. And, of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving, so nobody's doing anything
Football.
There.
Lions.
However, one of the things on my radar then to talk about, of course, in conjunction with Small Business Saturday, we've got the market day on Friday. The shops at Roosevelt are doing a small business crawl.
Really?
It is the Roosevelt Cultural District Small Business Shop and Crawl. And so they're taking a little tour of all the Roosevelt Shopping Center shops in conjunction with Small Business Saturday.
You know, I wonder, and I didn't see much of this in the East Village on Friday, but I wonder if like at Roosevelt, Shops at Roosevelt, I know Market Day is very adept at utilizing social media to get crowds there and talk about hashtags. And it's at Market Day Iowa, by the way, on Twitter. I wonder if other places are utilizing that power of the social media to make sure they get people
there. I don't know.
There.
You can, I don't know, locally, they do have a hashtag shop small and hashtag small biz, B-I-Z, Saturday, S-A-T. And so.
Is that you? Hello.
And so, sorry about that.
Right.
Nobody there are some hashtags that people are using in conjunction with shop small, which of course is saying, The holiday shopping season is really in full swing, so consider eating and shopping and spending some time in your small
business. And, of course, when you use a hashtag, and I think for people to understand this, if you're using a hashtag, shop small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Shop small.
But that's a hashtag that's being used nationwide.
Nationwide.
So it probably would be a good idea. So if your shops are Roosevelt, maybe you do Black Friday Roosevelt or BFROS, something.
Or
you
even
know.
Shop Small DSM or something of that nature for the whole Des Moines area. And that probably hasn't been enough of a concerted effort among the small businesses around here to do that. But that brings up an interesting notion because I'll see businesses advertising for jobs on social media and they'll put hashtag jobs. And I'm like,
no.
That's like all the jobs in the country. So you need to kind of hone
narrow
it down a little bit if you want to use the hashtag on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook for that matter.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And so anyway, so if you are part of the Small Business Saturday, or if you're part of Black Friday and you're a local business, and if you have followers on Twitter, if you have you might want to include them and maybe start pushing the hashtag out right now.
Right.
Let us know.
Right.
You can get a hold of us at IOB_NewsHour. We will certainly help you spread the word.
Love
about
to know
your
what area. What your small business local campaign is, so that we can
let
push
us know
that out. Exactly. So looking ahead, then December 1st, so next Tuesday, week from, we'll have the coffee again meetup, but we also have Krems Holiday Open House December 1st, and I bring this up because Christine, of course,
mm-hmm.
Has just been recognized as national. Owner, woman business owner.
She's the goddess of cupcakes.
Yes. And also, she's just had a lot of really great things in the last year happening. So I think she's really wanting to give back to all the people who have supported, but I think it'll be a fabulous event as well. Of course, there's lots of businesses having holiday open houses. There were several at the promenade. And, but I think to check out what Krem's doing there in general and attend the open house would be fun if you haven't had an opportunity to go down there and check out what a dessert bar is all about. So
yum, yum. I'm in.
And then looking ahead also, there will be December 10th, Tis the Season, Using Social Media to Give Back During the Holidays. That's
really?
December 10th. It's a Thursday this time. It's going to be at Americana. So
right
you could
door.
Just, you can. It's going to go from
5:30
to 8:30. So
head on over,
Michael. So there will be heavy appetizers, drinks, and it's $20, and that we'll be talking about some different nonprofits and what you can do to use social media to support your nonprofits and to give back during the holiday season. So we'll have a whole panel.
Cool.
But the panel's yet to be announced. And then December 17th, there's going to be the holiday startup drinks at Saturday Manufacturing. And I attended that last year, and it was very fun. There was ugly sweaters and prize drawings and
Fun
for all. So
yeah. Excellent.
There you go.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, comes in each and every Monday afternoon. First up in our interview segment and talking about stuff to do in the metro when it comes to business, networking, and social media.
All right. Hashtag DMBizEvents if you want to check
yes.
this out. All right.
Speaking of hashtags. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You.
We're out of here. We've got to move aside. We've got the Wall Street Report, the Iowa 25, and the Commodity Report. That's all coming up ahead of our time with Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. We're going to be talking about thankful employers and thankful employees. That's coming up next. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Yay. All right. We're back in just a minute.